CSS.
Hi, we're CSS. And today we actually have friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is Love Fox.
This is Anna. Hi, what's up?
This is Louisa.
Carol.
And it's our second time with the jingle and everything. We're stoked. We have our friends here, Katie and Chris.
Hi.
Also known as Dave.
I know you cannot see, but he looks a lot like Dave Grohl.
Yeah, and he gets really annoyed because people, like, he gets that all the time. So if you see Dave, like, sorry. If you see him on the streets of San Francisco where he lives, just, like, don't talk to him because it's boring for him. He got old.
Yeah.
We got some, thank you for sending your problems. We're going to talk about them soon. Now, should we start with a song?
Let's start with a song. Bye.
She sleeps so soft, so soft I tread.
We're so professional. This was Metronomy with the song She Wants.
Fuck.
And we would like to go to our next phase segment.
Let's talk about your life.
All right, so Laura Rodriguez from Austin, Texas wrote to us, Dear CSS, my manager just asked me to sign the birthday cards for a coworker that constantly picks on me. Am I being rude for refusing to sign it? What do you think, guys?
Can you do the question again?
Okay, the question is, Dear CSS, my manager just asked me to sign the birthday cards for a coworker that constantly picks on me. Am I being rude by refusing to sign it?
You just have to
yes.
sign it.
Well,
I don't get it. If you just have to sign it, just do it. But if you have to write something nice, don't. Or write something bad. And she'll get the message.
What happened after this person picked on you? Did you address the situation?
Yeah, I think you should address the situation with your boss.
Did you went to that department?
Yeah.
That takes care of that.
The human resources.
I think it's okay if she doesn't sign the card.
It's a card for what?
Birthday card. You know, like best wishes, well, Laura.
I think you have the right not to sign it, but she's going to pick on you or way more and it's going to be really annoying.
No, no,
I would
no.
just sign it and get over it.
You can say like, although you are mainly an asshole and pick on me all the time,
happy birthday.
I wish you the best birthday
ever.
And I'm not like
because
you.
Because
I'm
you
better
know,
than you.
I'm a nice person.
You know, like, really big.
I'm a super nice person, so whatever. Happy birthday.
David Murillo, he's from the LA area. He wrote us, Dear CSS, here's my problem. I love going out and having a good time, but I am so broke. I live in the LA area. What do you recommend that I could do that doesn't cost a lot of money or is free?
Parks.
And recreation.
I would say do home barbecues. We do that all the time.
Bye.
Just buy really cheap beer. You can find it anywhere.
Trader Joe's have like...
Trader Joe has really cheap beer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a dollar.
Yeah, and they
less.
Have really cheap chicken sausages too.
How much are they?
No, there is no.
Well, that wine
there is
with
another
the
one that's really cheap. Oh yeah, there's the wine with the happy face.
Yeah, with the smiley. Like
just find Trader Joe's product. Trader Joe's. They're yeah. cheap.
Maybe.
I don't know how broke you are. How broke you are.
Or
you have no money whatsoever. Just watch a film.
He also said for us to give a shout out to his boyfriend, Victor. Hey, Victor.
Hola.
Hey. Oh, hey, Victor. Well, ask Victor to buy a drink.
Yeah, hey, Victor.
Yeah, we don't. I think you should have told us your
or
age.
Or you could start a party with your boyfriend that gives you free drinks at a bar.
That's
and you
a
can
good
call all your friends.
Great idea, Luisa. You're so smart.
Oh, and oh, my God, I need to work in an advertisement agency.
We have like some more serious issues today. So they're very kind of long. Let me go through Takawira, Japanese girl. Dear CSS, here's my problem. I think my days are great, but I couldn't spend the rest of my life like this. Do you feel this way? Question. How do I make my life so good that I could die happy each day? Get a self-help book? You know any? Write a bucket list? Realize my dreams of painting? Confess to the love of my life? Yeah, I should confess to the love of your life. Aloka. Oh, yeah. And where do I find the courage, inspiration, and determination to do these things? It's very...
I think you should start watching Logo, and I think you should do all those things. Well, we can watch online, right?
I think.
I'm not sure.
Well, you know everything that you like to do, apparently.
What? Is she happy? And she's worried that she's not going to be happy tomorrow?
I
don't understand.
I think she's unhappy because she's not pursuing what she likes to do. And I think she knows what she likes to do. But just do whatever. Everything you said, just do it.
I have a question for you. It's not who's going to help you. It's who's going to stop you.
Yeah.
No one's going to stop
you. The only thing standing between you and happiness is yourself.
And so, if you get there and you're not as happy as you would think, I think you should try to be happy today and not like... Go full speed today and see what happens.
I think you're being tacky. I think you're being very anxious, and you should just be more present and try to enjoy what's happening in your life at the moment. I think it's hard. I think we all should do that. It's a hard thing.
You're teaching us.
Thank you, Taki.
So should we play some more music?
Yeah, we should play a song. When we come back, we have more of this and more of other things. And we're also going to talk about Man Candle Scents. Stick around. We're back at kchandradio.org. We are CSS.
In case you didn't know.
And the name of our show is Frappuccino and Friends. Yeah. So let's listen to more problems.
Yeah.
Do I read one more?
Let's talk about your life.
All right, so Harumi, I think she must be Japanese. She said, "Dear CSS, here's my story. It's silly, but it makes me wonder. This has happened to me many times, and it happened recently where I am at a store and someone asked me if I worked there. This sets off some chain reaction for maybe 2 or 3 weeks. Where I go, the other stores that I go, I can expect 2 to 3 more people to ask me if I work there. Is the universe playing a joke on me? Maybe my star sign will help to tell you something. I am an Aquarius."
Ooh, that makes sense.
That's weird. I think you should just find a job at a store. Because you'd be like you sell a lot of stuff.
It sounds like a Curb episode. It's like,
yeah, Curb. Yeah.
It's really weird and rare.
But it sounds like this annoys her, right? It's an issue.
You should just dress inappropriately. Like in a way that people would know that you don't work at the store, maybe that's a solution to your problem.
That's a good solution.
I think it will pass.
I think it's going to stop at some point. But I don't really...
I can't really relate.
Like, put a sign like on your chest or like make a t-shirt saying, no, I don't work in this store, and just walk like where when you go to the store.
Or you can wear some store like uniform that you never go to, like at McDonald's.
Or you can wear sunglasses inside the store.
Oh, yeah, that's good. Carol.
Genius.
Genius, Maria Elena.
Genius.
Genius. So you guys want to talk about man candles, scents?
Sure.
What's the name of the man candles, Anna?
I have a list.
You have to explain
okay.
this.
Okay, so there's this company that's called Mandel Company. They do candles on testosterone. That's what they advertise, which is candles made for men. Because, you know, men, real men, they don't like candles. So they make candles that men can light them without feeling gay, basically. So, and they have a lot of scents.
Yeah,
and I'm gonna read a list of scents.
And our guest is gonna comment on this.
Oh yeah.
Because he's a man.
He's a man.
So, okay.
A male man.
One of them is Auto Shop.
What?
Like Auto Shop. Like where you take your car to repair.
Yeah. What do you think?
I don't know if I'd like that one.
Okay. Would you like maybe campfire smoke?
Yeah, I'd like that one.
Really?
Yeah.
Like
wood. Burning wood.
Okay. Okay.
Very manly.
That's a good one. Cruise ship deck.
That's more of a gay man.
Would you like that? gunpowder.
No, not really. That's not very cool.
Yeah. Oh, this is a good one. Jim, Jack, and Johnny. Jim? It's a reference to Jim Beam, Jack Daniels, and Johnny Walker.
Oh, that sounds pretty good. Yeah.
You would want like to drink.
Just spray, just roll in the floor of the bar.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't it? There must be a mix of Jack, Jim, and Johnny.
There is one here. I think that's very good for us.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, Jack.
There is one here that is good for us, CSS, because when we feel like when we miss that smell of beer on the carpet when we tour a lot,
when you miss England.
then we get at the venue, especially in England, it smells like 55 years of people pouring beer at a carpet. So this one is Kegger, which is that smell of old beer. Yeah.
What's the name?
What is it? Kegger?
Kegger is the keg where you...
Oh, keg.
Or yeah.
Let's do Dave Roll's personal favorite.
Peanut butter, maybe?
A candle that smells like peanut butter?
Yeah.
No, I don't think that would be very good.
Pizzeria.
It depends on what the toppings are.
Oh, yeah. Now, this is the best.
Anchovy? No.
Stripper's mouth.
Oh, yeah, that's the best one.
Yeah.
What the hell would that smell
yeah,
like?
Yeah, I don't know. What's the smell of stripper's mouth?
Yeah, what did you have for dinner?
Shrimp? I imagine that this...
It slippery
must be
shrimp?
Like...
yeah, semen.
I think it's supposed to be...
Oh, like yeah.
Like,
like an apple teeny?
Like a strawberry...
Strawberry,
Victoria's
yeah.
Secret's body splash smell?
Yeah, sure.
Like vanilla and ass hole?
Vanilla asshole.
I think it was supposed to call like horse mouth, and they
strippers, yeah,
they got like a
yeah because
blood mouth yeah
yes
so yeah. Quickly, Dave, if you have to choose, you have to choose or die now.
Definitely gonna go with the stripper's mouth, just because I have no idea what that
jizz
is smell
smell
like.
For Dave. Okay, that's awesome.
Yeah, he is straight man. Straight so man.
Yeah, it's very masculine. Yeah. Okay, so now a song.
We'll be right back.
of singing I love you.
We are back. It was the first time they worked. Last time we were, doesn't matter to them. So should we talk about more people's lives? We have something exciting today. Our correspondent with gossip, she's going to talk a bit later, but stay, don't go anywhere.
Let's talk about your life.
So Bruno de Azevedo, from Brazil. He's actually from my hometown, Campinas. He wrote in Portuguese, so...
Yo, yo, Campinas!
He said,
Eu e o meu boy, meu maridão, sexta-feira na farmácia, fomos atendidos por uma moça no balcão. No caixa, a moça aparece e passa um bilhete para o rapaz que estava nos atendendo. No bilhete estava escrito: são bichas. Quer traduzir isso até agora?
Ok, he and his boyfriend went to a pharmacy. And someone next to the person that's on the cashier, like the another counter? One, hands the person like a little note that said,
they're fags.
They're fags.
And but the person who works at the pharmacy, not just like a client. And then he said, o atendente rindo diz que percebeu e pergunta para ela, sabe como eu percebi, né? Provavelmente porque estamos usando uma aliança preta.
What?
Okay, wait.
So the other cashier turns to the girl who handed him the note and said, yeah, I realized that because they're wearing, you know how I realized that, right? They're wearing a black ring, whatever.
No, probably. No, they have like a...
I think they were like whispering and they could hear that.
Yeah. Yeah, no, no. Yeah. Tudo isso como se nós fôssemos invisíveis. Oh. Na hora não fiz nada. Paguei e fomos embora. O que vocês acham que eu deveria ter feito?
And these people were talking about them as if they were not there. So he was asking us what we think he should do. Yeah, the moment he didn't do anything, he just paid and went away. So what he should do?
Well, first of all, it's really nice to see people in Brazil like trying to stand up for themselves, because that's new. Growing up there, that used to never happen. You just pay and fuck off and never like say anything. So maybe he should write a letter and try to make it public as possible.
It's really easy now to make these things public on Facebook and stuff like that. And I think I would organize what we know in Brazil as a beijaço, which is we get all your gay friends, and ask your gay friends to ask all their gay friends to go to the front of the drugstore, pharmacy, whatever, and everybody, or inside it, because you can get there. So get inside and everybody kiss. At the same time. So a lot of gay kissing in front of these people will blow their minds.
Yeah, but if you organize something like a, I don't know, a petition or something.
Well, this is a kind of protest, and you call the newspapers and boycott the pharmacy, I would do that. And also, if you want that, you can probably file a lawsuit or something, because that's not legal.
Really?
Yeah, it's discrimination. Oh, yeah, in Brazil it is. Can be a homophobe in Brazil. Oh, but in the state of São Paulo, no. In the state of São Paulo, there is a law. There is. But I'm not sure, yeah.
Either way, I think it's important to do something. I'm really happy you were sharing this and want to do something.
I would do, I think the easiest thing is just to, do, some sort of beijaço.
That's really cool.
Right?
Yeah, I think that's a good idea, and... I kind of like that he's from Campinas.
And if you want, you can send us something. Campinas, we'll put it on our Facebook. We'll help you.
Yeah, to promote the beijaço at Drogaria Raya or whatever you went. That's really cool.
Yeah. And just one thing. It's not a really small town, but it's everybody will know that drugstore is going to be known by the one that the gays went there and kissed in front of it or inside it. So it's going to be really cool, because it's going to be bad for them.
So now it's time for our...
Jim is on the chat.
Hey, Jim!
Hey, Jim!
Randy!
Randy,
woo!
Yeah. Now it's time for our correspondent, Homemade Champagne, to read the gossip, what's going on right now in the world.
Oh my God, hi! Okay, this is breaking news. And I want you guys to be the first to hear about it. Okay, Kendra Wilkinson, she says, Katie should date 50 Cent.
Katie who?
Well,
you're going to find out.
So, Katie Holmes has only just reached a settlement in her divorce with Tom Cruise, but celebs are already weighing in on whom she will date next. Kendra Wilkinson thinks Katie needs someone with a little more muscle. She should get with 50 Cent, Kendra told In Touch, referring to the rapper star and entrepreneur. At 37, the New York native is certainly closer to age to Katie. 33. Then Tom, who just turned, you guessed it, 50. Ew. Okay, breaking news. So basically, Katie Holmes and 50 Cent are hooking up.
That's a conclusion.
So 50 Cent is adopting Suri.
Yeah, legally
okay,
adopting
that's
Suri.
The news.
So Suri now is called Suri Cent.
Suri Cent.
Suri Cent Holmes. Yeah.
Send Holmes. Send
Holmes. Oh my God, that was so good. I think.
Oh my God.
She should read some more news for us.
You know, I've been researching all week. And you will never believe this.
Okay.
No, I'm not kidding.
Really?
Kim Kardashian has 10 pairs of leather jeans. Okay.
Whoa.
It's because, I mean, now that she's dating Kanye West, she's taking her role as a rock star girlfriend a little too seriously. She was spotted wearing leather pants no fewer than 17 times since April. Luckily, not the same pair. Kim thinks it's funny that people believe she's wearing all the same ones all the time. She has 10 pairs that she rotates regularly to. An insider close to the reality star, who sports J brand leggings and other high-end designers like Quattro pants.
Quattro.
She told me. Kim's pants are between $895 and $1,495 a pop.
Oh my God, now yes.
That adds up to a really expensive habit, don't you think? I'm gonna tell you,
So how much did she spend? A total?
Well, times 10. Someone else do the math for me.
Oh, I don't know.
Okay, in April, seriously, April 5th. Leather jeans. April 22nd, same exact leather jeans. And
ew.
Then April 27th, that's only 5 days later, same ones. No, but oh I guess God. They're different, but it's kind of weird.
I want to say something to Kim.
Wait.
Now in New York, isn't it really crazy hot?
Ew.
Kim. I would be very careful because I think Kanye is gonna sneak in your closet and steal all your leather pants and use it.
And he's gonna Kanye. Turn them into gloves or jackets.
Maybe they're sharing.
I think they're sharing.
Do you think she share her leather pants with her sisters? Well, not Chloe, but
God no. With an ass like that, she can't really share them with anyone.
Dave Grohl, Chris here, our friend, he laughed a lot because he actually watched all the Kim Kardashian seasons.
Not all of them, just three. Full
How
seasons.
Many are there?
I don't know, like five.
Don't pretend you
just
don't know.
Just kidding. I've watched every episode.
Who's your favorite?
Chloe.
Why?
But Kim's the hottest one, obviously.
But why is she your favorite?
She's like a real person, you know? She's like... She's like real, you know what I mean? Yeah, she's a good person.
Would you sleep with Mama Chris?
With the mother, probably.
Yeah?
Yeah. What's her name? Chris Jenner. Yeah, yeah.
Chris Jenner.
Yeah.
Chris, what do you think about... You said that you thought that Rachel Zoe was like kind of hot.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I just found out who this person was recently, and... My vague memory of her was that she was kind of hot, and then you showed me pictures of her, and she's really not. Okay. So I changed my opinion. Hot or not? Not.
Homemade champagne. Can you just read the quote that on Adele? Adele the singer.
Adele.
There's a quote on her. As Adele.
If I ever see my father. I will spit in his face.
Oh.
We want British Adele. The real Adele.
Go.
If I ever see my father, I will spit in his face.
Thank you, Homemade Champagne.
And good one, Adele.
Yeah,
you go,
you're amazing.
Girl.
Okay, I'll play one.
No.
Bye, for now.
Hit it! cable TV and radio station personalities. For the new tunes we hear today, playing clear across the nation. And thank you for country, western, funk, jazz, and death slow records of the past. You see, we're living in a time of rock and roll, hip hop, new wave, and classical. Come on, everybody, turn your dial up and down, down and up, find yourself. Then set back, get your face out the tune. You're smoother than Dr. J. You didn't come to the party in a limousine, yet your guts are fresh and your rap's so mean. Take your two turntables and a microphone. You kept on keep them dancing all night.
Smooth.
So professional.
Smooth move.
It's time for our next segment.
Okay, one second. Yeah, here you go.
Keeping it real with Solomon, your yesterday's Taurus horoscope.
By Susan Miller.
Okay, so Solomon is our friend here who runs K-Chung.
Yeah, and we read him the horoscope for yesterday. The Susan Miller's horoscope for yesterday. He's a Taurus, so we're going to read and he's going to tell us if it makes sense or not.
Okay.
Surprises may crop up throughout your home and family. You might hear of a new arrival from one of your siblings, or maybe your house will finally sell after having been on the market for a while. This type of energy usually brings about unexpected news, so be on the lookout. Since this particular alignment includes the planet Mercury in retrograde, information may be inaccurate or unclear. That's awesome. So how accurate is that?
Are we doing the same scale, 1 to 10?
Yes. Yeah.
I would say 10.
Whoa!
Susan! Susan! Susan!
What? What? Well, tell us.
Unexpected, surprising news. You're gonna laugh. I just discovered that my brother is the biggest pothead ever.
And you're on national radio telling that.
Yeah.
Saying
no,
that.
He's surprised. It was crazy. I knew he smoked, but I didn't know how much he smoked. And it just happened like yesterday.
Yeah. And they just found out that he sold your house to buy pot. Whoa, we have a 10.
Wow. Yeah, that's the Mercury retrograde.
Oh, yeah.
The news is like.
Oh, the news, you're, yeah. That's amazing, Solomon. Wow. That's really cool. Do you know your ascendant, your rising, and your moon?
And you're in the middle of it.
Yeah. No, how do you know?
Do you know,
that?
You have to find out the time that you were born. If you find out for us, we can have it and make you like a reading from our heads next show.
And that might be more accurate?
No.
We can talk about things that you already know about yourself, but we're going to talk about it without really, you know, knowing you that much.
Okay.
So that, isn't that cool?
I would say that he's a Taurus with a rising Capricornus and a moon and Virgo.
I need to think more. But Capricorn, he must have some Capricorn.
Yeah.
Capricorn
you,
news.
You guys should all make guesses about what my signs are for next week, and then I'll tell you if you can predict them accurately.
Do you know the time you're born?
I can figure it out.
Okay.
So that's, guys, you don't want to miss next show because we're going to do that. We're going to predict Solomon's stuff. Charts.
What? No. Yeah, let's play a song. We have 8 minutes.
We have 8 minutes only. No, we have more. We have like 15 minutes.
What's happening to my clock?
I don't know. Oh, Jim. Wait. We have a chat room and Jim Finney, a.k.a. Randy Vu. That's his rapper name. He is
and
from
P.S.,
Jersey.
We know you're white.
He's in Jersey listening to us. So we're going to send a big shout out to Jersey people, everybody there, and especially Jim Rendezvous. If you're friends of Jim and you're listening to it, please call him Rendezvous. That's our biggest dream.
I love you, Randy.
We love you. Frappuccino with friends.
Yeah.
We're back, having good times.
This was Cat Power with Ruin.
Can't wait for this album. Yeah.
Yeah. I played a song and I didn't say what it was a long time ago. I think it was the second song of the show. That was L7, I Drink. It's really good.
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome.
It was really good.
Oh, how long do you still have? Okay. Yeah, okay. My watch is 10 minutes advanced. That's really weird.
Yeah.
So we are still vibing from Susan Miller's High Score with Solomon.
Well, yeah. Something that can, next show, you really have to like listen to it. It's not next Tuesday's the other one. We will probably make that amazing segment that we made once, but we're going to do it again, and it's called Guess the Mariah Carey Song with Alicia Keys. It's a segment that we play Alicia Keys. I can do it now. Do you want me to do it now?
Yes. No.
We're not prepared.
Okay. It's a, I play Alicia Keys song, and they have to figure out the name of the song.
Just do it.
But the segment's called Guess the Mariah Carey Song. Anyways.
Look here. Okay.
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 Can we ask the guests?
Oh yeah, the guests can. No, but they can
also the yeah.
Probably don't know.
Gee.
Get a little snare.
Drums.
Can you fast forward?
I can wait
for the light of the sun.
The sun, the light of the sun.
Are you?
Look me in my eye and not see what I feel inside.
What I feel inside?
Loving you.
Loving you.
With Mariah, sorry.
Yeah, boo.
Don't you ever? I need you.
Fuck
that.
You.
That was really hard.
Okay, I'm sorry.
She didn't say I need you because I looked like the most obvious one that in my head would be.
You have to do some research before.
I know, but that's what I told you was going to be next show. But
no,
it's sad
no.
With this show,
no.
And then I just did it.
No.
Okay. Okay, time for.
Up this morning with a frappuccino, frappuccino.
The flavor of my frappuccino today is.
Frappuccino in my hand.
The flavor of my frappuccino today is chilled cucumber soup.
Good.
Good flavor.
Thank you.
Go ahead, because
I'm
still figuring it out.
The flavor of my frappuccino is chicken sweet. Sweet and sour chicken.
Mine is similar of yours. It's fried chicken with mashed potatoes.
Oh, like mashed potatoes where it's supposed to be like whipped cream? delish. My frappuccino flavor is sensual beef. Slippery beef.
What, how about you, homemade?
Homemade champagne.
My frappuccino is michelada with a slippery shrimp.
That was good.
My frappuccino is Szechuan mole.
Whoa. We were eating at a Chinese restaurant before coming here.
Sexual mole means like sexual mole.
That's a mandel flavor. Yeah, sexual mole is a mandel. That's a mandel scent, sexual mole.
I think mole, the sauce is already sensual.
Oh, look. It is. Whoa. It's like chocolatey and rich. Yeah, it's sensual. Yeah, it's better than whipped cream
decadent.
Vodka.
It's sensual.
And mole can be a synonym for frappe. as well in Portuguese.
Oh, wow. Good to know.
Means like soft.
Flaccid, you mean?
Yeah.
Nice.
There's so sexy and
there's
soft.
A problem that Andrew White sent us. It's really serious.
Okay.
And it's pretty bad, and it's a long one. But
let's do it.
Okay.
Do it.
Okay.
Let's talk about your life.
So Andrew White from Modesto, California, said, "Dear CSS, okay, I fell in love with a girl I knew over Facebook. I worked and saved my money for half a year and then moved 3,000 miles away to southern Mexico to be with her. He moved. I lived there with her and her family for a year and a half. I worked, saved my money for our future, and I was in love. Then, one day, she told me that she didn't love me anymore for no reason. I tried to change her mind to understand what was wrong, but nothing worked. Since then, I moved back home. But nothing I do helps me forget her. I not only lost her, but I lost her family, which had become my family too. She was the first girl I've ever loved. My first relationship, and she was the one. In another year, after she graduated college, I was going to propose her. I don't think I'll fall in love again. I don't know if I want to. And he's a Virgo and she's a Pisces.
What's his age?
I think he's kind of young.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Andrew.
But how can you, I mean, you met through Facebook, but then you just moved?
I think that's what happened. Like, I think they fell in love over the internet. And then they were together for a year and a half.
Right. Well, even if you didn't meet through the internet, that could have happened. And that can always happen in relationships. So that shouldn't be why you stopped. Like, it's painful, but you're very young. I'm sure you're going to fall in love again. And if you're too young also, it's not, I mean, you don't have to be that serious right now.
How young he is, though.
Yeah. But the first relationship...
I tried to find his CD, so I clicked on his profile picture, and he looked young.
Right.
That's good news. You know, Andrew, you look young. So... And you're a guy. And you're a guy. My point is, guys have a long, like, more time to get girls. Because women, when they're, like, over 50, it's way harder to find a boyfriend.
Boo.
Well, it's true.
It is true, but it sucks.
No, but there's so many guys that are into old ladies. Older.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like who?
There's a lot of guys that...
Give their numbers to my mother.
No.
My mom needs that number, too.
No, I know that there's a market for older cougars. That's why when I start getting like panic, I know that when I'm older, I'm going to have lots of cubs. Is that a right word?
Cubs. Like you're a bear. Yeah.
Oh, no, that's wrong, right? Yeah. That's if you're a gay man bear.
It's right.
That no, I think right. There's an audience for everything. But the thing is that women, when they get older, they kind of don't want to be that social.
No,
what's
it's not.
Name? Andrew?
It's like, Andrew. I understand that there's a market for cougar, but like it's way easier for a guy on like 60-year-old
okay,
guy to find a girlfriend.
Okay, but he's not like 60, so Andrew.
What I'm just saying is that he has a lot of time.
Andrew, you will find someone that appreciates
what
you.
What have to say about this subject.
And also, when you go in a relationship... You have to know that it could always end, and that's part of it. Yeah. Sorry.
It's gonna get better.
But I think maybe for next, I think you are putting lots and lots in all your hopes and
yeah, all the eggs.
Yeah, and sometimes it's better to keep it real, but it's very hard to keep it real. I don't know why I'm saying this because I'm like the worst girl. I'm the worst.
Girl, but don't feel. Yeah, it will. You will feel better.
But thank you, Andrew, for sharing your like very personal life with us. We're really thinking about it.
That's why we're here, to talk about your life.
So, I loved
thank you.
Tonight's show, you guys.
Yeah, thank you so much for sending all these like really intense, amazing problems for us to like talk about. for giving a subject for our show.
Thank you, Susan Miller, again.
Thank you, Solomon. Thank you, Chris, and homemade champagne.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Thank you.
So have a wonderful week.
Oh,
what's happening now?
Bye.
Bye, guys. You guys.
Bye. See you in 2 weeks.
See you soon and be happy and recycle and work on those.